The Seahawks open training camp this weekend in Renton, and fans are looking ahead to a season with a big question on their minds. Can the team defend its championship? Our sports commentator Art Thiel has a few thoughts on that. He talks this week with KPLU's Ed Ronco.
Well, Art, let's just jump right in. Will the Seahawks be able to keep the Lombardi Trophy in Seattle?
I think they're in good position to do it, but it's really hard because the NFL has put parity as its number one objective. They want to knock down the previous year's champion in order to give other teams a chance. But I think because the Seahawks were the youngest team ever to win a Super Bowl, and because Pete Carroll's system has had a complete buy-in from all the players, assistant coaches, and everybody in the front office, and certainly there's a telltale in Pete's history. As coach at USC, he won 7 consecutive Pac-10 championships. So that's really an impressive run. And so the ability to sustain this success is there. But they have to get over the championship hangover, and that's going to be what's difficult.
What's the first thing they need to address in training camp?
I think the first thing and the most important thing is the condition of the offensive line. It was the Seahawks' biggest weakness last year. They wound up putting a lot of pressure on quarterback Russell Wilson because he had to run from danger because there were so many young and inexperienced players filling in for Breno Giacomini, Russell Okung, and Max Unger, who were injured at various points during the season. And you've got to keep Russell Wilson upright and healthy before anything is going to work on the offense. So they've drafted a young guy to play tackle. They've also had players hold over from last year. And they've got a chance to be respectable, but they're not going to be great in the offensive line. They just have to be better than they were a year ago.
It looks like the Seahawks have one of the toughest schedules in the league this year.
They do have a real challenge with the schedule because by the records of this year's opponent, based on last year's numbers, they have the 6th toughest schedule in the league, and that's primarily due to the fact that they play in the toughest division. San Francisco, St. Louis, and Arizona were very good teams last year, and they also were responsible for giving the Seahawks 2 of their losses. This year, I think all of them have improved, and it's hard to say that the Seahawks are much better than they were a year ago. I don't think they are much better. I think they're a little bit better. But the Seahawks are going to have a very difficult time repeating that 13-3 record. If they get to 12 or even 11, I think that's going to be a pretty good season. But I also think it's going to be very difficult to replicate the formula for success that they had last year, which was by having the best record, they got 2 home games in the playoffs plus a bye. That's the ideal position for success in the NFL, is to be the team with the best regular season record. So you skip a week of the playoffs and then get 2 home games. That's what worked last year. If they can get that this year, it would be a remarkable achievement.
What's going to happen when they face Denver?
Oh, that's going to be fun. I cannot wait for that game because Denver was embarrassed internationally by the Super Bowl result, and they've had to listen to every late night comedian make fun of them, every sports writer. They were the metaphor for, you know, getting their back ends handed to them. They really are eager to avenge what's happened. The Seahawks are proving great foils for them because Bobby Wagner, the linebacker, recently said that he thought the Broncos were intimidated by the Seahawks in the first quarter. No, don't poke the bear. You know, just say that they had a bad game. So, there's a real reason to think that Denver is going to be really close to number 2 right behind the San Francisco 49ers for hating the Seahawks.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest. That's sportspressnw.com. And he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download his weekly chats with Kirsten Kendrick at kplu.org. I'm Ed Ronco.